I'm here with Andy Hagan, the Liberal Democrats candidate in Hartlepool. Andy, give us a bit of a prediction. How do you think it'll go? What do you think's the move?
Even though I haven't got my glasses on, I am peering over at the tables. There's four tables over there. And I can see that Mike seems to have quite a few.
That's the Labour candidate, yeah.
That's the Labour candidate, yeah. And it looks like he's got quite a few more than the Conservative candidate. I mean, and walking around, speaking to colleagues and people who seem to be in the know, I think people are bracing themselves for a Labour win. That's what it's looking like. And I think it's not going to be as close as people thought with the Conservatives. I think people can quite clearly see that it is going to be a Labour win here today.
Does that surprise you at all? Does that surprise you that Labour have seemed to bounce back?
I mean, it's been traditionally a Labour town. It has a Labour-run council. You know, generations upon generations of voters have voted Labour. So it's not a surprise that, in many ways, Labour hold this seat. It's probably a surprise that it's not going to be as close as probably people thought it was going to be. I've talked to a lot of voters, particularly UKIP and some wavering Labour voters who said, well, I might actually, you know, vote Conservative because, you know, what has Labour done for us? You know, what have they done for the town of Hartlepool? And maybe this guy, Carl Jackson, does have a phone line to Theresa May. You know, he knows David Davis. So maybe things could change under the Tories. But maybe when it came to the day-to-day to vote, maybe it was just a bridge too far.
Yeah.
People have felt, no, we know Labour, and we're going to stick with Labour.
Yeah. On the issues on the doorstep, I've been here over the past 6 weeks. I want to have spoken to as many voters as you have, but Brexit doesn't seem to be in the top of people's priorities. Oddly enough, for a place like Hartlepool, which voted very enthusiastically for Brexit, there was still 30% of Hartlepool that didn't vote for Brexit, voted to remain. But what have you found on the doorstep?
I would agree with you. I think that, you know, people are resigned to the fact, you know, those that voted remain, that it's going to be we're leaving, it's going to be a hard Brexit, and people are looking to sort of move on, and other issues are taking precedence now. I mean, you know, it's about day-to-day living, really. You know, it's about the hospital. You know, that's probably been, for me, the thing that people have really wanted to talk about. You know, when are the hospital services going to be restored? You know, how can we be having to travel so far to have our children, to, you know, to look after our loved ones, you know, North Tees, and maybe that's going to, you know, that the accident emergency is going to close down there. So people are really passionate about the hospital, and I'd say that's been the major focus of my discussions with you know the residents of Hartlepool.
Yeah.
Some people are looking at social care, you know, and what Theresa May and the dementia tax, and people are worried about that. People are worried about education and their children and the proposed Tory cuts to education. So they've also featured, but I would say the main issue has been the hospital and NHS.
Yeah.
And making sure that, you know, Hartlepool has here what it deserves.
Yeah. Andy, thanks very much for your time. Good luck. We've got about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Just over 2 hours to find out. Impatience is killing me here.